USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are set to be fewer turkeys to go around this Thanksgiving. Experts say supply will be low and prices will be higher this year. Professor David Anderson at Texas A&M saying inflation has hit bird food and transportation costs. A shooting Monday at a high school in St. Louis left three people dead, including the shooter. Interim Police Chief Commissioner Michael Sack reads from a handwritten note that the shooter left behind.
I'll read one portion from that notebook in which he had written. He wrote, quote, "I don't have any friends. I don't have any family. I've never had a girlfriend. I've never had a social life. I've been an isolated loner my entire life."
A 5.1 magnitude earthquake rocked the Bay Area of California just before noon on Tuesday. The U.S. Geological Survey saying the epicenter was just outside of San Jose. The director of Berkeley's Seismology Laboratory, Richard Allen, praised the newly unveiled early warning system for warning residents of the impending quake.
"It's great to see this new technology that really has only been implemented in the last few years, delivering on its promise and giving people just a few seconds of warning so they can drop cover and hold on."
Ukraine's president says more than a third of the nation's energy sector has been destroyed by Russian missiles and drones made by Iran. Speaking at a meeting in Berlin, President Zelensky said the attacks were designed to make winter very hard on his people. Tennis superstar Serena Williams says she's not retired. Williams previously indicated she would walk away from the game after the U.S. Open. She said the chances of a return to tennis are very high and cited having a court at her house. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thanksgiving travel is less than a month away, and it looks to be the most expensive year to travel if you're flying. Travel site Hopper saying tickets will cost 19% more compared to last year, with the average domestic round trip $274. This as the pressure is on airlines to avoid a meltdown like this summer when they canceled a total of 55,000 flights. Hiring is ramping up with the FAA bringing on new air traffic controllers. American Airlines has hired more than 1,400 new employees since Labor Day. Sarah Nelson is the president of the Association of Flight Attendants. She tells CNN airlines have to be honest with their passengers this busy travel season.
"We're certainly with you. We're pushing on our airlines to not overpromise in the schedule so that we can actually deliver what we're selling to you."
Tensions remain high in the Middle East, especially after news out of Israel.
Israeli media is reporting the Israeli Air Force destroyed an Iranian drone factory in Syrian territory during a bombing raid Saturday. The parts were manufactured in Iran and then secretly shipped to Damascus in the southern area of Syria.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Former Defense Secretary Ash Carter is dead. A statement from his family says the 68-year-old died Monday after a heart attack. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.